1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J.
What's going on, everybody? Today is a special day. It is Mother's Day, a day where women who are mothers or who are stepmoms or women who are just nurturing children, even if you're not a mom, today is our day to be celebrated and to be spoiled, rightfully so. Listen, today I'm going to talk about the beauty of motherhood, all of the challenges that it comes with, but most importantly, the fact that you do not have to have children to have had birthed a child to be considered a mother. Ladies, today is a day to celebrate your heart, to celebrate your core, to celebrate who you are. There are so many people out here who are not mothers, meaning they do not have children. They probably don't even consider themselves to be moms, but they are mothers. You are a mother. Just because you didn't birth that baby does not mean that you are not a mother. If you have God kids and you are active in those children's lives, you are a mother. Excuse the background ad libs in the background, the soundtrack in the background, that's my toddler. Side note, I did try to sneak out of my bed this morning. You hear what I'm saying? My bed, to come downstairs and record this podcast at 7 a.m. before she woke up. But I have the type of child who has some kind of sensor on me that knows when her mother is not in the bedroom, no longer in bed, that is her alert to wake up. So you are going to hear YouTube Kids in the background with a cough, maybe a mommy in the background. Mommy, can I have some juice? Mommy, can I have a pouch? You may hear that in the background. Forgive me. I'm sorry, but that's what it is, because it's Mother's Day, right? And your child is just going to like latch onto you, and I'm good with it. Now, back to what I was saying. Okay, so today is a day of celebrating mothers, women who have children, women who are nurturers, women who have a heart to nurture and to love on others and to be there for children, whether they birth them or not. Today is also a day that can be very sad for a lot of people. There are a lot of people out here, when holidays come up, it just makes them really, really sad because they've either lost their mother, their grandmother, whomever that special woman was in their life, whether it was an aunt that raised them or whatever. It doesn't matter. There are a lot of people out here who are hurting today as well. So be mindful and be mindful of those who you know who are impacted by that, meaning like that either lost someone or they have an estranged relationship with the parent or someone who cared for them. Let's be mindful of those people and keep them lifted in our prayers today. That though some of us are blessed with having our mothers, having our stepmothers, our godmothers, our grandmothers, our aunts, our cousins, whomever, that there are people out here who are hurting today because they do not have that person that they wish they could celebrate today with because they are no longer here, or they have an estranged relationship, or it could be a variation of different things. So with that being said, I want today's podcast to be an inspiration and encouragement to you to know and realize that a lot of people don't even get to know who their parent is. So even if you have an estranged relationship with a parent, thank God you know who your parent is, because there are a lot of people out here who you may know in your circle who have like foster parents, or, you know, they were adopted or a family member raised them and they have absolutely no idea who their mother is. There are a lot of people who are like that. So one of the blessings that you can resonate on today is say, you know what? I might not talk to my mother. I might not, you know, have a great relationship with my mother. But you know what? The fact that I even know who she is, I'm going to thank God for that. You know, it's all about flipping our mindsets and really thinking about the things that we do have, because there are a lot of people, like I said, out there who don't even have that. Now, for those who lost that loved one, the someone who raised them, whether it was their mother, their godmother, their aunt, their cousin, whomever it was, a neighbor, because, you know, there are just people out here who have hearts for loving on people, you know, not even like growing up as a child. Like, I know when I have some work moms, some women out there who just took me in their arms when we worked together. Like, these women, they just like encouraged and mentored me. In this day and age, I call them big sisters, because that element of like 60, you know, with me being young and somebody who's like 60 something years old, you know, who's like nurturing and stuff, like, they're phasing out of the workforce. So I don't have that so much, but I have quite a few big sisters at work. And, you know, for me, it's like, I'm going to reach out to them and say, happy Mother's Day to you. Bless you, Ari. Because, you know, though you may not have children, these are these women, the love and the support and the mentoring and the nourishment that you give me at work is just as important and valuable, because you have the heart to love and the heart to pour into me. I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day, because you are there for me in ways that you have absolutely no idea, right? And so think about those women and those people in your relationship, those women. Let's just stick to women. Today's on Father's Day. But let's just think about those women in our lives who do that. They may not have children. They may not be the age of being a mom, but they pour into you and they nurture you and they love on you just like a mother would do to their child, whether it was their own or not. And these women, like I said, I look at them as big sisters, and they really do look out for your girl. Let's just face it. And I'm so thankful and so grateful. So being a mom is not all about birthing children. It's about the heart. It's about the love. It's about you taking the time out to pour into someone. The fact that you were there, the fact that you were there to counsel, to mentor, to love on, to talk to connect with. That right there, those are all elements of being a mother. Those are all elements of being a nurturer. Those are all elements of actually loving on someone. There are so many people out here who don't have that. So if you have somebody in your life, ladies, gentlemen, if you have someone in your life who does just that, who pours into you, they may not be, you know, a motherly figure like the neighbor or the old lady from around the way or around the block. Like, they just might not be that person, right? But they pour into you. They nurture you. They talk to you. They listen to you. They hug on you. They wipe your tears when you are feeling sad. They help encourage you. They uplift you. Tell those women happy Mother's Day. Tell them, you know what? You may not have a child, but the way you pour into me is as if you are my mother. So I look at you as someone who pours into me and who loves on me and who nurtures me and who's there for me. And I want to wish you today, I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day today. So think about those things. And for the women who don't have children, the women who do not have a child, meaning they didn't birth a child, I want to encourage you today to believe and to know that all things happen in timing. The women who know that they're able to have children and they haven't had a child yet, and they see all their friends around them having kids, listen, I want to encourage you today, and I want you to... I want you to realize and know that in due time and due season, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. Don't beat your body up. Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat your man up. Don't beat them up. Thank you. All right, guys. So with that being said, I just want to tell you that I love you and I appreciate you. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to not only the women who have children, but the women who are active in people's lives, whether it's my life, your life, anyone's life, the women who are active and who actually pour and nurture into someone else. Happy Mother's Day to you. And I pray that today that everyone has an enjoyable, fantastic, and fabulous day. Ciao! Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.